Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 5:04. Indianapolis Fire Department divers have been searching the White River near West Street this afternoon after a young man who was fishing went underwater and never came back up. The 21-year-old was trying to retrieve some line when he yelled out to his friend that his leg was cramping. Dive teams say the river there is littered with hazardous debris. A new law prohibiting Hoosiers of all ages from texting while driving takes effect tomorrow. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
One of the concerns legislators had with the new law was its enforceability. Can police officers tell if a driver was texting instead of just dialing a phone or inputting an address into a GPS system? State police spokesperson Dave Burston says, no, they can't, but officers will be on the lookout for related behavior.
What draws our attention to somebody while they're driving? Are they driving left of center on a two-lane road into opposing traffic? Are they on a multi-lane interstate and they're drifting in and out of their lane? Are they following too close?
But while citations can be issued for those infractions, writing a ticket for texting while driving relies almost entirely on the honesty of the driver. Unless a crash is involved, law enforcement can't ask to see a driver's phone to see if they've been texting. Burston says ultimately the law is simply a deterrent he hopes will encourage drivers not to text behind the wheel.
People will use this as the reason, well, now that it's against the law, I know I shouldn't have done this in the first place, but since it's a law now, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Drivers ticketed for texting while driving can get fines of up to $500. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Comcast will lay off more than 100 workers by September. The cable company will close a local distribution center on Indianapolis's east side. Right now, clear skies and 85 degrees for WFYI News.